Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This president has put it in black and white. We look forward to seeing a plan that suggests that Social Security is off the table. This president believes the biggest threat to Social Security are those who want to cut it. His budget says no.
White House Budget Director Shalonda Young testified before the Senate Budget Committee Wednesday to defend President Joe Biden's 2024 spending plan. Republicans claim the $6.9 trillion budget will eliminate jobs and add to the national debt. GOP lawmakers are refusing to raise the nation's debt unless Democrats agree to hefty spending cuts. Senator Mitt Romney grilled Young over Biden's recent statements about Republicans floating cuts to Social Security.
I really do find that just offensive in the extreme, which is you can't name anyone who is proposing Social Security benefits. I know my colleagues. No one is proposing cutting Social Security benefits for our Social Security recipients.
Senate Republican Whip John Thune and his GOP colleagues are seeking answers from federal regulators over the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. He alleges they were asleep at the switch and should have spotted indicators of the bank's impending failure.
This clearly, if you look at the particular circumstances around this incident, should have been anticipated.
During his visit to Las Vegas Wednesday, President Joe Biden highlighted his administration's efforts to lower prescription drug costs and took aim at Republicans who he said want to cut benefits.
Let's finish the job. Let's protect the lower prescription drug costs for everyone. Let's expand health care for more people to get care. Let's keep building the economy from the middle out and the bottom up.
Border officials testified before GOP members of the House Homeland Security Committee in McAllen, Texas, on the ongoing crisis. Chair Mark Green called out his Democratic committee colleagues who were absent from the hearing and heavily criticized President Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas's border policies.
It's clear to me, in violation to the laws written by the United States Congress, passed and signed by previous presidents, this secretary of DHS wants nothing more than to flood the country with people.
Finally, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke at a safety summit hosted by the Federal Aviation Administration and said he's concerned about the uptick in airline close calls following a spate of recent incidents, including one last month in Austin, Texas, where a cargo plane came within feet of landing on top of a Southwest Airlines flight.
While U.S. aviation remains an exceptionally safe way to travel, we have seen an uptick in runway incursions and close calls, something that we are not going to allow to turn into something worse.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.